dairy.
Tell me about that. About what's a dairy?
Dairying is milking cows, making butter. That's called dairy.
So
you can milk a cow and put your milk in a crock, and it'll skim over. You know, all the cream will come to the top. That's where you make your butter. Take that cream off and everything, and you can churn the rest of the milk and make your buttermilk.
So you make the butter out of the cream and buttermilk out of the rest of it?
That's right.
How'd you do that? How'd you make the butter?
Just strain it off of the milk, you know, the butter, and churn it a little bit and get it all dried out and nothing but butter fat there, and take it and have a butter plate, pound packages, you know, 1 pound hold, 1 pound at a time, and it just fun itself in hold.
Well, would you say that you were dairying when you were milking the cows?
Yeah, you'd say, you just run a dairy. The way they run a dairy now is they milk maybe 100 cows now in a dairy and selling it to these stores, bottling it up.
So when you speak of a dairy, you mean a big processing
plant? Yeah, and processing plant of dairy. But otherwise, another name would be cow pen, out to the cow pen.
Well, now you said you had cotton. What kind of work did you do when you grew cotton?
Well, you broke your land, and along about April, you'd plant your cotton.
What'd you break the land with the first time?
Turning plows, called turning plows. And you'd plant your cotton and cotton planters. They roll along and pull the horse, you know. They had a wheel to it, and things would go round and round, and those cotton seeds would come out and plant. And have shovels on the back to cover the dirt on top of them.
What'd you call this thing? Did it make the ground look like, sort of like that, you know?
Yeah, something like that. Each one would be a row of his own, you know. It'd be about 3 foot apart, the rows would.
Did you call those, what's the place between the rows?
Middle, then down in the middle. The place between the rows would be down in the middle. You run around, you cut, and after you get something, you leave a middle. While you plow, you know, you're going to put half of that dirt in the middle over there. And then on the other side, the same way, well, you have to, after you get through plowing, you have to run a sweep down the middle to flatten it out and make it look nice. And keep grass from growing too, you know.
Did grass grow up in it?
Yeah.
What do you call all that grass out of that grew up in it like that?
Well, you just poor farming. If you didn't keep your field clean, well, you just wasn't going to make nothing. You had to keep your field clean just like you did your bedroom.
Well, when the grass grew up in it, what did you do to it?
You plow.
Did you ever have to? What about? Did the plants come up too thick, or
They come up just like you gauge your planter with. You'd have an idea how you want to put your cotton seed or corn plate. Had corn plates too, and they were spaced with holes in them. Inside the planter, you just put your corn inside the top of the planter there and roll and the grains will come out, grains of corn will come out, spaced out like you want to plant it, you know.
So did you, when the plants came up though, did you have to cut out some of the plants or?
Yeah, you call that hoeing it. You got to chop your corn and chop your cotton.
And that's hoeing it?
That's chopping and hoeing it.
Or is chopping it and hoeing it the same thing?
Well, chopping it is the first thing you do to it. Drop out your corn, that's thinning it out, you know, where it's come up too thick, and same way you're cutting. And then later on, during the season, you're going to have to hoe it. Grass will grow again, you know. It takes two hoeing. It takes a hoeing and a planting to keep clean field. You got to hoe it after you plant it, chop it out, and then hoe it.
And the hoeing gets out the
last of the grass and stuff. By that time you lay it by. You lay your crop by then.
What do you mean you lay it by?
You don't work it no more. Wait till it matures and then gather it.
Where did you grow the cotton? What did you call it?
Cotton field.
What was it like? What's a field like when you speak?
Field is open land, fence, got a fence around it somewhere, well outside there. And it's clean, a field is clean. And